Ashat Audio presents Blight of Mages, written by Karen Miller, read by Eileen Stevens.
Chapter 1. There were times, many times, when Barl thought the sound of ticking clocks would drive her mad. Not that the clocks ticked while they were being created, of course, and once they were completed, they ticked just long enough to prove they were in perfect working order, and not a moment longer. After that, they were warded between tick and talk, and remained hush as midnight until they reached their destination, so that the artisanry's wealthy patron had the privilege of setting his or her ruinously expensive purchase into motion. But even so, she could still hear the wretched things. Or perhaps what I'm hearing is the rest of my life ticking into oblivion, into obscurity, into nothing but eventual echoing silence. Before her, on the sturdy workbench that had become almost her whole world, set her partly completed current workpiece. This time she was creating a journey clock for Lord Arthur Traint, Mage Inspector of the 11th District. At the tender age of 22, she was the youngest, least experienced clock mage in the artisanry. According to her self-appointed betters, that meant she should be flattered and honored and humbled by this task. Instead.